DJ Avicii, you live.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. It's so wonderful to be back, another wonderful Sunday, man. We got a double whammy for y'all today. But before we get into anything else, I just want to go ahead and take a few seconds out for a moment of silence for our brother George Floyd and his terrible passing and untiming. So if we can, just go ahead and give a few seconds, a moment of silence, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, rest in peace, George Floyd. We got to beat this police immunity and police brutality. It's crazy across the world, but we will get into that a little bit later. But today we got a double whammy for y'all. And for those who are just tuning in, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio, back on another wonderful Sunday. We got a double whammy, like I said. We got my main man, Jay Lee, an upcoming artist with some crazy music, and he don't want no more of that shady love, so we got a new single from him coming up real soon. We also got Return of the Zoe, HBO Boxer Impact Series. You know what it is, Stars and Champions, Big Zoe returning as well. But before we get into all of that, you know how we like to start off the show. Let's go ahead and get into some good vibes, good protest music all day long. This one right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. We'll be right back. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio.
Say that again.
This right here is Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. We'll be right back.
To do with it when I don't know the full definition of a rap image. I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I keep running back for a visit. Hold up, get it back. I said I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I could still kill me a nigga. So what?
If I was the president, I'd say my mom was rich. Free my own. My Chevy doors lay in the White House, and yeah, I love whoever thought, master, take the chains off me.
About the chocolate, quid pro quo, something for something, that's the obvious. Oh shit, flow so sick, don't you swallow it. Biting my style, your salmonella poison positive. I can just alleviate the rap industry politics. Milk the game up, never lactose intolerant. The last remainder of real shit, you know the obvious. Me, scholarship, no, streets put me through colleges. Be all you can be, true, but the problem is a dream, only a dream. If work, don't follow it. Remind me of the homies that used to know me. Now follow this, I tell you my hypothesis. I'm probably just way too loyal. K-Dizzle would do it for you. My niggas think I'm a god. Truthfully, all of them's for you. Usually you're never charged, but something came over you once I took you to them fucking BET Awards. You're looking at artists like the harvesters. So many rollies around you and you want all of them. Somebody told me you thinking about snatching jury. I should've listened what my grandmama said to me.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass. Boy, shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Oh, now, slow down.
Once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, to the little nigga, he was 5 foot something. God bless the kid, took his homie to the show, and this is what they said.
What am I supposed to do when I'm looking at walking licks? The custom big money talk about the mention and foreign whips. The private jets and passport, presidential glass for gold bottles, gold models, giving up to ask for Instagram flicks. Look at this, fuck is this? One more sucker waving with a fleshy wrist. My defense mechanism tell me to get him quickly because he got it. It's a recession, then why the fuck he ain't king of diamonds? No more living, boy, meet my 4-4. When I see him, put the bird DM on the floor. Now Kendrick know that you're co-workers, but this gon' take a lot for this pistol go cold turkey. Now I can watch his watch on the TV and be okay, but see I'm on the clock with that watch landing in LA. Remember still from the rich and giving it back to the poor. Well, that's me at these awards.
I guess my grandmama was warning the boy. She said,
shit don't change to you. Get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change to you. Get up and wash your ass. Boy, shit don't change to you. Get up and wash your ass, nigga. Oh, now. Slow down.
And once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, stood a little nigga, he was 5 foot something. Dazed and confused, talented but still under the neighborhood rules. You could take your boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood off the homie. Took his show money, stashed it in the Mosley Wosey. Hollywood's nervous. Fuck you, good night, thank you much for your service.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Kendrick Lamar Institutions. That was off of his album, To Pimp a Butterfly. So make sure y'all check that out as well. A great protest song to listen to and rock out to with everything that's going on. All right, so let's go ahead and get right on into the interview. See if we got my main man, Jay Lee, on the line. Jay Lee, you with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Hey, we doing pretty good. How you doing, player?
Man, trying to stay above water out here. How y'all doing today?
I feel you on that. We doing good, man. Trying to stay safe, stay out the way. No problem, no drama, man. So, hopefully everything's going good down there. All the looting, all the craziness is over with, and all the real peaceful protesting is going on. Everything that's supposed to be taking place is taking place, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So let's go ahead and get right on into the interview. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, sir.
Awesome. All right. So I was listening to your track, Shady Love. Big fan of it, by the way. It seems like our DJs here at the station love it as well. Most of. So tell us, where did the inspiration to, you know, that track come from?
Man, I was going through a little hard time at a young age. I grew up off of old school love, you feel me? So it was sort of like, you gave your all to one lady, no matter the ups and downs that you had. But I just, really, it's just my ex, you feel me? I didn't really turn out the way it was supposed to. I guess that little young and dumb love, you feel me?
Okay, I feel you on that one. Okay. So it looked like you got some real essence behind it, nothing just, you know, made up, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, everything from my heart, everything. If it ain't real, I can't even put it out there.
That's respect. So let the people know, you know what I mean, where you came from, you know, and how you kinda got started and how you met Big Zoe.
Alright, I came from Pad, Tennessee, a little small town in Knoxville, Tennessee. I really grew up listening to like Al Green, Michael Jackson, stuff like that. I always grew up dancing and singing for my little family at the barbecues and stuff. I like seeing them smile. you know, legit a pain.
Okay.
Zoe really, he really like family to me, honestly. He really like family. I've known him since I was 6 years old, so it was like whenever we came back around to meet each other again off this music stuff, off of Alcoa Highway, it was like, man, well, where you been at?
He loved to be in the spotlight, and it seemed like the spotlight loved you, you know? Seems like a good relationship there.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. And see, and that's crazy how everything, you know, happened, because I'm not even really the type of dude to like the spotlight. I ain't even really been the type to really like all that. It just happened.
That's nuts. But you know what? That's normally how it goes, you know what I mean? Don't go looking for anything, you know what I mean? It kind of just pops right into your lap. But when you go looking for it, it feels like it takes forever before you hit that goal line.
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. Couldn't say it
better. So pretty much describe and break down to the people pretty much where you get your sound from, you know what I mean? Is that something that just originated over time that you kind of practiced on, or was it like a little bit of Marvin Gaye here or a little bit of Omarion or whatever here, you know what I mean?
It was more, I don't know, I don't like to sound the same on any track, so it's more of like, I've always wanted to be different. You know what I'm saying? I grew up off of stand for something, you die for nothing. So basically, like, to be known out here, you cannot be the same. So you have to be different to have a name, really. So, like,
okay.
The way that my versatility goes with the songs and music, it's really just whatever I'm feeling, the mood that I'm in. Like, it could be a rock song, you know what I'm saying? I could be angry if I just come out with something off the top.
Okay. So I like that. So it seemed like everything is just like a good old-fashioned originated sound, you know what I mean? And that's a good thing, because it shows that you kind of went through the struggles of being an actual artist or musician, you know what I mean? Kind of separating yourself from, like, artist and rapper, you know what I mean? It kind of shows that you most definitely have a backstory to it. So that's something that's always good to have, because, again, like I said, us here at Fly Life Radio, you know, we love the song, and we love the song because it has essence, you know what I mean? So that's kind of why I'm poking around a few different questions, just to kind of get, you know, your vibe, your personality, make sure everything kind of matches up. You know, because at Fly Life, we respect the musicians and the real artists. You know, the rappers, we kind of, you know what I mean, kind of thrown to the side. Because it's like they want everybody else, like you said, and where you're from. You know, you have to kind of be yourself in a way that is just, you know, just originated. You know, that good old fashioned authenticity. So.
Yeah, because you're gonna have haters left and right, you know. You ain't going to go with everybody liking you, so might as well just be you. If they're going to hate me, they're going to hate me for who I am. You know, I ain't going to sit here and try to be a puppet for nobody, try to sit here and be something that I know I cannot be. It's just something I already know out here.
Exactly. All right, so check it. With everything that's going on now in today's news and society with the Black Lives Matter protests and everything, how do you feel, how important do you feel it is for, you know, you to have the platform that you have to be able to get that message out? You know what I mean? Because there are certain rappers out there that are Uncle Tom's, if you will, you know what I mean? And they don't use their platform, you know what I mean, to the best of their ability or to the full extent of, you know what I mean, their power. So how important is it to you to be able to use the platform you have to be able to push the agenda and make sure things are properly meant, you know what I mean, at least from your point of view and perspective?
It's more than important, you know. If I can't reach, like, I don't want to sit there and have my music, you know, based on one ethnicity when technically we all one. Like,
yeah.
Like, honestly, right now, what's going on, you know what I'm saying, it's been going on for years. So, honestly, I'm kind of shocked. Yeah, I mean, I'm not shocked, but I'm shocked that I got to answer this question, honestly. But, man, I don't even know. I don't even feel comfortable answering that right now, because, you know, regardless of how it goes, it'd be like a biased answer or whatever you like to call it. So, I don't really like to put my input on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not a problem at all. You know what I mean? You have to, especially in the business that we're in, you know what I mean? It's only, I guess, so many toes you can step on and things like that. So that's understandable, but, you know, just making sure that as a young individual, you know what I mean, we use our voices, you know, the way that we should to help out anything that's going on. So, again, that's most definitely understandable. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is how I put it, you know. I ain't even gonna say it. Just, I'm gonna keep that to myself, you know.
It's all good. So, what do you have? You know what I mean. What's your game plan going into 2020? Once the corona period, is over with, if it even, you know, ever ends. What's your game plan? You know what I mean? Do you have any tours lined up or any albums dropping as well?
I got, what's it called? Spiritual Menace, and I got Blunt Funk 2 dropping.
It dropped June 3rd.
It dropped June 3rd already.
Out of Cali.
Out there in California from San Francisco. Spiritual Menace, we ain't going to drop that one until... I think around September. So, you know, that's my R&B album. That's definitely something to look out for, though.
Okay. All right. Most definitely. So, it looks like I don't wanna eat too much of your time up. It looks like we're almost at that point. So before I allow you to go anywhere, I most definitely want you to introduce the track Shady Love. But before we get into that, just, you know, again, let the people know where they can find you at, again, what you got going on, and, you know, if any producers out there want to collab or any DJs want to work.
Okay, I'm going to start off with my email, MarcelLogan32@gmail.com, MarcelLogan32 @gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at TBabyJLee, Facebook at TBabyJLee or Jalen Logan. You can find me on all major platforms under TBabyJLee. So, but the best way to get a hold of me though, y'all, is 865-801-3586.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure y'all got that information down. Jay Lee has incredible music going on. We're also going to have him back soon as well for an even crazier time. But before you go anywhere, we love to play this one game with everybody that comes by, Smash or Pass. You down for it, Jay Lee?
I'm down for it. Let's hear it.
All right, my man. Smash or pass? We got Jessica Alba and Gabriella Union.
Oh, I think I'm at the
smash.
We might have to go with both, but since we got two, you know, I'm gonna have to go with Gabriella. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no black ones, huh? It's over with.
My man. Play it. All right, my man. Well, Mark, I appreciate you sliding through. I know you're a busy man. I just thank you, you know, again, from the bottom of my heart and everybody here at Fly Life Radio for just sliding through such a busy schedule. So, you know, sit down, talk to us, let us know a little bit about yourself, and hopefully, again, I can schedule for another lineup, and that one will be even crazier. So with that being said, let's go ahead and introduce that dope-ass track, Shady Love, man.
All right, y'all listen to Shady Love by TBabyJLee.
Yay, TBabyJLee, DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. Be right back.
You tell me you love me, ayy. You tell me you need me, yeah. You tell me you want me, ayy. I know you didn't mean it, yeah. You look to my phone, I look to your phone. We both find the same thing. Negative shit and bad energy. Baby, what happened to chemistry? I'm done with these lies. I'm done with all the lies. my little baby, I love you too. We fought with each other. You held me down, so I'm holding you. My brothers be on you. I tell them chill, better play it cool. Cause you not no ta-ta-ta. We went this way, that way, my way, your way, then back around. We went this way, that way, my way, your way, then back around. I'm down with these lies.
Check it out, help out, donate. Yeah.
Most definitely, most definitely. We'll If it's okay, stay on the line. We're going to bring you back on a little later on and talk a little bit about that and, you know, just how you feel about what's going on in today's society, if that's okay with you.
All right.
All right, most definitely, most definitely. Stay on the line.
Okay.
All right, DJ Black Tail, let's go ahead and grab the next caller.
315-708.
Yo, 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 who's this?
This is Angela Davis, Hip Hop Legend, Positive K Manager.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. And yourself? The reason why I'm calling tonight is Positive K just dropped a brand new single. It's called Let's Start Living. The song is basically talking about what's going on today, what's happening today with the riots. It's very positive.
Right.
It's a very positive song.
Okay. All right. Well, look, make sure you email that to us if you can. We'd love to get that in rotation on the next show. For the next few weeks, we're just going to try to play good protest music and let the people know that we stand strongly with them. That sounds good to you?
Yes. I will reach out to Mr. Powell, and then we'll go from there.
Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. It was wonderful talking to you tonight.
It was great talking to you as well. Thank you so much for calling on. I'm calling through.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay on the line. We got some crazy stuff coming up, right? All right. All right. Well, with that being said, Black Tear, let's go ahead and get back into some good vibes, some good protest music. We got some oldies for you. We got some new modern day ones for you. So with that being said, let's go ahead and go into the goodie bag real quick. See if we're going to jump a few songs. I think we will. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this right here, Grandmaster Flash.
I gave you my heart and you let that go, and now we back here. I just wanna know, baby, do you want me back in? Seeing how it went the last time, I wanna do it again.
Oh, not again.
I was always there for you, but then I had to leave. New nigga by your side, why you asking me? I can tell that you forgot, don't bite the hand that feeds.
Yeah, I can tell that you forgot, don't bite the hand that feeds.
You know me, I can't waste no time, baby, I gotta move it. Preparing myself for the next stage of life, trying to get through it. I vividly remember saying I wouldn't do this without you. It's a sign to hunt everything I'm doing now without you. You say, you need me the way you need me. Cause see you growing, that's a big thing. I'ma be alright, cause the drugs got me on the way. You need it. And I get it, but you don't need me. Had to make a move to a new scene. Shit was kinda toxic, get my ass bonded. I'm unique. Used to tell me all the time, but now we don't speak. Fuck it, we don't need to be. From the damage that was made, I don't wanna get hit by no debris. You can't tell me I'm not right. Making a big move, shining on you, see my light. Come on, I trusted you, I thought some of that shit was light. And I was like, fuck, you can't even look me in my eye. What's the move? Should I slide? Asking for the devil dick, but I'm seeing halo tonight. I like the way you take it there, got this like skin, I like the fight. If I make the wrong move, could probably lose my life. My time, something special, you lost it. Then he's trying to get it like I'm post, you got no options. Swear I never knew these niggas winning, got it, never lost it. Always talking Spider-Man, but sucking me up like some pasta. There I go again on my nut shit. If she hit a nigga up, it's cause I got the good dick. Never worry about the opposition and that true shit. Don't be asking questions about my moves, I got good lit. You need it, and I get it, but you don't need me. Had to make a move to a new scene. Shit was kinda toxic in my ass bonded. I'm unique, used to tell me all the time, but now we don't speak. Fuck it, we don't need to be. From the damage that was made, I don't wanna get hit by no debris.
Yeah, you can't have it, you can't have it. I've been lost it, I mean, you had it before, but you lost it. I'm just showing myself today, I got options. Ayy, but shout out, you know who you are, so we just wanna keep the cordial. I'm not gonna say too much, I'm trying to be immortal.
Hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. We had a small technical difficulty. But that right there was Night Life Needy. Make sure y'all check that out as well. That's streaming everywhere. S-N-L-Y-F-E Needy. That shit is hot as well. So I want to go ahead and get back into one more protest track of today before we go ahead and hop in. Let's go ahead and get back into the protest track before we get to the next interview. All right, so this right here is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five Message. We'll be right back. DJ VT, Fly Life Radio.
To the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused and served like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
And we're fielding Raheem, man.
Hey, upstairs, cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to FIFA, man.
Let's check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
Her mom's got balls, man.
Not
what?
Again,
man. She got hurt.
What just happened? What just happened?
Fire
what?
Free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grand Master Flash and the Furious Five.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Grandmaster Flash in the Five, the Message. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we got Return of the Big Zone. Let's go ahead and see if my main man Big Zone online. Big Zone, you with us?
Not yet.
All right, so it looks like we ain't got him on the line just yet. But it's cool. With that being said, let's go ahead and open up the lines a little bit more. See if we can get some callers to speak a little bit to us about how to feel about what's going on in today's society. So with that being said, like here, let's go ahead and open up the line.
All right. We got 816-529. You're live.
Yo, yo, yo. Who's this?
All right, we're going to try 423-227. You live?
Yo, 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 who's this?
423-227.
All right, we're going to
try.
Looks like everybody's a little bit scared to speak on today's topic.
978-891. You live?
Yo, 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 who's this? All right, well, it's all good, ladies and gentlemen. It's all good. I understand this is a little bit of a touchy topic. A lot of you.
Well, let's drop 419-901.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, hey,
this?
What up? What's going on, man? It's Tony Storm, man.
What's going on? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling awesome. Yesterday, I did something that was monumental, and it's a new birthday for me as of tomorrow, man. I got me a microphone, man.
All right.
I mean, I don't know how brothers see that, but that's a microphone has always been a checkpoint for every MC that I've seen in the game. You had to have your mic. I got me a mic, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, you know,
yeah, man.
If you're not too scared, let us know how you feel about what's going on in today's society.
What are you talking about in the society?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. The way I feel about what's going on in society is so real that I can't even say it on this radio. I would rather link up with you and talk to you in person privately so we can move like we're supposed to move. Because the shit that I'm thinking about, I'm going to be in jail before this shit even happened if I talk to you on the radio about this shit. That's how I feel about what's going on. And the reason why it's like that is because we done too much crying and complaining. That shit ain't changing nothing. Niggas got to move. Niggas have to move. That's how I feel about it.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. Mental peace behind that, you know what I mean? Somebody who got something, he gonna say something. Definitely not a problem at all. If you want to get a private video chat going on a little bit later, maybe we can come up with some type of something to help our people out in what's going on in today's society. Just hit me up, Jamarcus Mukes, all right?
All right, yeah, man, but here's what we got to do. But I'm going to say this, though, if you'll allow me another second. This is what we got to do. As long as we complain, we coming from a victim stance. As long as you just complaining, you coming from a victim stance. Just like if your bride, you could have had 3 girls last night, but if your girl only complaining about what you're doing, then that's letting you know that you can do it, and all she's going to do is cry. But if she busts a move, you're going to respect her more for busting that move. If she goes somewhere, and that's how we got to come. We got to stop complaining to these motherfuckers because that makes us a victim. We got to move. But yeah, man, y'all be blessed, man. Let's take control. Let's grab the wheel, and let's stop crying so much, and let's start moving, man.
My man. I appreciate you.
God bless,
you
man. Y'all
in,
be strong.
Man.
No doubt. Anytime, baby. All right.
Whew. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That right there was a strong soul. At the end of the day.
You ready for the next caller?
Hold on 1 sec. Not just yet. But yeah, so that right there, like I said, he was a strong soul. And that's something that we do need. Today's society, somebody that's going to say, you know what I mean, no more talking, no more complaining, let's do something about it. Action over words, and that's how I feel as well. All right, let's go ahead and let on the next caller, Black Tear.
415-375.
What's going on?
Yeah, this is Old Man from San Francisco, California. What's up, man? What's going on?
Man, nothing much. What's going on, San Francisco?
Man, they took off this curfew, so we back to normal, but we still on that stay at home order. But otherwise than that, we just chilling, man. Just checking out your radio station and supporting Blackout Radio Station. You know what I'm saying? And like I like the caller because that's what we need to do. We got to stop talking and do something. We've been abused and manipulated. And everything and used, we've been used for 450 years. How dare they disrespect us? That's what I can't understand. How you don't want to give us a piece? When we the ones that started, we built this country from the ground up for free. They can never repay us. You talking about they want to give us some money? How much money can they really give us? They can never repay us. 450 years. They can never repay us. They ain't got enough money in the bank to repay us. We looking for reparation.
Yeah.
No, we want 50% of America. We want stocks and bonds. We want investments. We want corporations. We want no damn money. Money goes, comes and goes. And we can spend it real quick.
It's all materialistic.
We need to fight for it. And we no longer gonna go back to business as usual. That's what we need to do as people. We need united together. We are no longer going back to business as usual. That's how our attitude should be after this coronavirus. No, this is not gonna be. This is not how it's gonna work. This is not how we're gonna stand. We ain't gonna stand for none of this anymore. You know what I'm saying? So you're not gonna abuse us no more. We're not gonna sit back and watch and talk. move on.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is all meth. I'm from San Francisco. I got a TV show. I'm on Blackout Radio every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You come on my show and we do the same thing. We talk about current events. We talk, we promote your CD, your videos, what you want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about, hip-hop. And we just carry on hip-hop and creating this movement. That's what this is, a new day. Like I said, change has come. That's what I'm saying. No longer change is coming. No, change has come. And we no longer want to step back and watch and take this nonsense anymore. But anyway, but check me out. I'm all met from on Facebook, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm all met posse. Check me out. Like I said, I got the show coming next Wednesday. So holler at me, 2 p.m. on Blackout Radio. So thanks for letting me call in and supporting your show. That's what's up. When you win,
most
we all win.
Definitely.
So I'll talk to you next
week. Thank you for calling.
So have a good one.
You're rocking out with us. I appreciate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I just want to go ahead and take the time out to say to everybody that's called in, even if you don't have anything to say in regards to the subject, we do understand that it's a bit of a touchy matter, but it's okay. It's okay. Again, we just want you guys to still call in, promote yourself, advertise, because this is what we do. We have this promo hour for the people and for the ones who need it most. But we also have it because we got a voice, and I want to make sure that we use that voice, again, to the full extent of our ability here at Fly Life Radio Records. So with that being said, if you have any, just any, I guess, thoughts on how you feel about today's society, just with, I guess, with the George Floyd incident and, you know, what do you feel like our people should do? You know what I mean? Do you think that people is the key, or put an action behind words is even better? So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into another protest song. And I believe I got a small, quick update from Big Zoe. We'll get into that a little bit later. But with that being said, this is J. Cole, Be Free. We'll be right back. DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio.
Yeah, it's coming. Just give me one second. For it.
I'm in denial, and it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know I'll be on the go, and it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. Oh no, all we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. Can you tell me why? Every time I step outside, I see my niggas die. Oh, I'm letting you know. No gun they make that can kill my soul. Oh no. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
Like officers pulling him inside before he's trying to pull away, and at no time the officer said that he was going to do anything until he pulled out his weapon. His weapon was drawn, and he said, "I'll shoot you, or I'm going to shoot." And in the same moment, the first shot went off, and we looked at him. He one shot, and it was blood coming from it, and we took off running.
Are we all alone, fighting on our own? Please give me a chance. I don't wanna dance. Something's got me down. I will stand my ground. Don't just stand around. Don't just stand around.
We took off running, I ducked and hid for my life because I was fearing for my life. And I hid by the first car that I saw. My friend, he kept running. And he told me to keep running because he feared for me too. So as he was running, the officer was trying to get out of the car. And once he got out the car, he pursued my friend, but his weapon was drawn. Now, he didn't see any weapon drawn at him or anything like that, us going for no weapon. His weapon was already drawn when he got out the car. He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
Your boy DJ Avicii Fly Life Radio. That right there was J. Cole, Be Free. Another great protest song just to wake the people up and kind of help them realize what's going on in the lives that you live every day. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into another caller or two, and then we're going to go ahead and get into some more of their protest music. I got a chance to speak with Big Zoe. It seems like they had some important emergencies going on, so we're going to get him on the show next Sunday. We're going to have him and T-Baby Daily coming back through for some fun games and some even crazier and roundier questions. But with that being said, Black Taylor, let's go ahead and open up the phone line.
646-673.
Yo, who's this?
Yo, what's good? This is Big Sean, Essex Energy Drinks from NYC. How y'all doing tonight, man?
We doing pretty good. How you doing?
All right, I'm off this weekend for my security job. I take care of some things. I'm going to say a major few announcements involving New York City. Curfew has ended last night. We was on curfew for a couple of nights to 8 p.m. Mayor de Blasio said it's over due to the peaceful nights we had. We had some violence with the NYPD and the looting. So we're going to be reopening phase one tomorrow. So everybody's anticipating the return of New York City only phase one. So that'll be opening up tomorrow morning. Mayor de Blasio said he expected 400,000 back to work. And also announcement, he is going to cut the NYPD budget of $6.2 billion. As you know, there's some certain cities with the police reform. It's going to go to the urban communities. As you know, the L.A. mayor started all off by cutting the LAPD's $150 million to the urban community. So Mayor de Blasio, he's stepping it up and saying, let me help the Black and Latino communities in need, $6.2 billion for the NYPD. That's major, fam, real major.
That is major. Shout out to the mayor. He most definitely stepped up on that. He most definitely stepped up. Big ups to New York. Hopefully you guys got some crazy, crazy things coming with great results.
Well, you know, you're going to see the pictures of our reopening, man. It's been a long 2 months for us. You know, we're the state that hit hard the most with the coronavirus. So our mayor and Governor Cuomo have been giving us updates. We came a long way, bro. So tomorrow will be a first step of phase one. I think phase two is in July. So that's what's going on in NYC. And also, I'll say a few shout-outs. Big happy birthday for my PR, DJ K. Nikki. You can check her out on social media, my PR, and also model Essex Energy Drinks. So happy belated birthday to her. And also, shout out to my man, Chaz D. Entertainer. I took some pictures with him and his lovely two models last Friday at the Highland Bridge section of the Bronx. So you'll see some of the model pictures with me and the lovely two models soon on social media. And also, I want to say a big shout out to my Essex model of the month, Michelle Kayoko. She's a lovely Italian BBW model. Mm-hmm. you check out her photos on social media also.
Most definitely. Most definitely. We'll check it. I appreciate you calling in, letting us know, giving us that great update in regards to what's going on in New York. Again, shout out to the mayor. The curfew has lifted. 400,000 going back to work, and they have also cut that police budget down as well, and they will be giving a very large sum to the urban communities to help uplift and
Man. And it had to be done. You know what I mean? Because he knows the brown and the urban community has been suffering throughout this, and a lot out of work. This will definitely help the urban youth for the inner cities of New York City. So Mayor de Blasio got my vote on that one. And also, y'all, check me out on Sean Felder SX Promotions on YouTube. And again, I'll keep you posted on the return of New York City opening. Keep your post on that next Sunday. All right. So y'all be safe. Have a good evening, man.
All right, you too. You too. Appreciate you.
Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So it looks like actually the show's almost up. We got about 4 minutes left. So let's go ahead and kind of end it right here. Take the time off. Shout out to T-Baby J. Lee and his camp for allowing him to come through and for allowing us to get a chance to actually get to know him and see what he stands for. And so far, he's a solid dude here with us at Fly Life Radio. So make sure you guys also stream his newest single, Shaky Love. That's also going to be a summer nationwide banger, and I'm happy to be able to be one of the DJs to also break that here as well. Shout out to my Zaytoven Zaytown DJs as well. Shout out to my next level DJs coalition family. Shout out Twista, DJ Black Tear, and the whole Blackout Radio family. I appreciate everybody. Most definitely the fans that's been tuning in. Even though you guys got a little bit of cold feet, it's okay. It's most definitely okay. We understand that the topic today is a little hard to speak on. You don't want to step on nobody's toes, but sooner or later, you're going to have to say something. You know, and we're going to be here. So with that being said, shout out Big Zo. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have him on today, but we will have him next Sunday. So make sure you guys check out that awesome, raunchier interview as well. But yeah, so let's go ahead and end the show here. We love you guys. We'll see you next Sunday. And this right here is Dave East. Don't shoot. DJ Vici. Fly Life Radio. See you next Sunday. Peace.
I'm fulfilling body, hey. My act up here, hold up. Yeah.